Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Father. We are truly grateful and thankful for all the things that you have done. Father, those things we did not deserve, but because of your love, your grace, your mercy, hallelujah, you have bestowed those things on us. So I'm just thankful, thankful, thankful. I'm just thankful, thankful, thankful. I just thank you all the days of my life. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. I just thank you all the days of my life. Oh, I just thank you, thank you, thank you. I just thank you, thank you, thank you. I just thank you all the days of my life. Oh, I just thank you, thank you, thank you. I just thank you, thank you, thank you. I will thank you all the days of my life. 'Cause when I was sick, oh, Lord, you healed me. When I was sick, oh, Lord, you healed me. When I was sick, oh, Lord, you healed me. So I just thank you all the days of my life. When I was down, oh Lord, you raised me. When I was down, oh Lord, you raised me. When I was down, oh Lord, you raised me. So I just thank you all the days of my life. Oh, we will thank you, thank you, thank you. We will thank you, thank you, thank you. We will thank you all the days of our lives. Oh, we will thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. We will thank you all the days of our lives. Yes, we will thank you, thank you, thank you. We will thank you, thank you, thank you. We will thank you all the days of our lives. We will thank you, thank you, thank you. We will thank you, thank you, thank you. We will thank you all the days of our lives. I was glad when they said unto me, hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, now let us go into the house of your wife. Oh, this is the day. Yes, it is. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. Oh, and we will rejoice. And we will rejoice. Be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and we'll be glad in it. Oh, this is the day. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. So we will thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, we will thank you, thank you, thank you. We will thank you all the day of our lives. Oh, we will thank you, thank you, thank you. We will thank you, thank you, thank you. We will thank you all the days of our lives. Let's say that one more time. Yes, we will thank you, thank you, thank you. We will thank you, thank you, thank you. We will thank you all the days of our lives. Oh, we will thank you, thank you, thank you. We will thank you, thank you, thank you. We will thank you all the days of our lives. Yes, we will, Father. So we thank you, Lord. Oh, we'll thank you, Lord. Yes, we'll thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. Why, why? Yes, you've been so good. Yes, you have. Oh, you've been so, so good. Father, you've been so, so good. You're a good, good father. Yes, and we just want to thank you, Lord. There's been times that it's been dark in our lives, and you made, hallelujah, a way. We didn't see our way out, Jesus. But you made a way. Things got dark and dreary, but you made, hallelujah. You made a way. Hey, and yeah. We just want to thank you. We just want to thank you for picking us up and turning us around. Yes, we just want to thank for delivering us. Yes, we just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. We thank you today, Father. Give him praise and glory. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, all ye people. Hallelujah. For he's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Host, are you there? Glory.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Sharon. Oh, my gosh, for just bringing us through this morning and blessing us with those songs of praise. Hallelujah. God bless you, my sister. And thank you, Minister Janice, for seating and greeting our people of God this morning and starting us up and fortifying our souls with the word of God, with scripture. For my TMC family, this is Minister Willa, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Our call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by our two dynamic co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And this master's call was based on the scripture verse, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where all the messages have been archived from the very beginning of this call, as well as the full bios of all of our speakers. We have a theme that the Holy Spirit blesses Dr. Vanessa with every year, and our theme for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as you heard Minister Janice so beautifully do, or as a psalmist, as God inspired Minister Sharon to do, or as a host, as I'm doing, or perhaps God has put a word on your heart that you would love to share with our family, well, you know what? This is the right place. You may also have a prayer request or a praise report, and you can submit all that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will contact you. Now, on Fridays, we stay over a little bit longer so we can get your praise reports and your prayer requests live, and that's during the second half of our call. However, just know that if it's not on Friday, any other day of the week, submit that information to info@themasterscall.net and know that your master's call family is praying for you. Now, the company that brought us all together is Artist International, and it is now called Artist Life, and it was founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And to find out more about this company, you can get with the person who told you about this call, and I can guarantee you they will be more than happy to share that information with you. Today is morning motivational called this morning is called Testimonial Thursday, and the President Promise Campbell is going to be the host of that call. And when you go to that call, you will hear, you'll be led by a group of dynamic leaders who will give you vital information about the artist products. And to access that call, you go to 667-770-1525. And the PIN is 294-617-pound. Again, 667-770-1525. And the PIN is 294-617-pound. And as I said, today is Testimonial Thursday. And President Promise Campbell is the host. Well, I am going to get out of the way because I'm going to pray. And then, well, I'm going to introduce the speaker, and then I'm going to pray. Well, our speaker for this morning is none other than our very own, I'm telling you, she's such a great storyteller. I love hearing what she has to say. And it's our very own Minister Ruth Smith. Minister Ruth accepted Christ at an early age of 15. She has two adult children, Ann and Jalen, and she is blessed with a compassion to serve other people, and she does that well. The scripture verse that Minister Ruth stands on can be found in Psalm 119:05, and that is, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a blessing it is to wake up this morning, to be able to come before you, to begin our day with you, because you said in your word to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those other things, whatever those things are, God, will be added unto us. And so, Father, we thank you, God, that we can come to you and pray, God, and that whatever things they are, God, we ask according to your will that you would grant them. Father, we thank you for the speaker, Minister Ruth, who's going to bring a word that I know has been downloaded fresh from the Holy Ghost Press. God, use her mightily this morning. You hired her, I ask, behind the cross, so it's all of you and none of her as she brings forth the message. God, we thank you in advance that the message is going forth with clarity, that there is no static, that there are no interruptions, no drop calls, because we are commanding and declaring that this call is saturated by the blood of the Lord and the word of our testimony. And we give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. So it is my pleasure to introduce to some and present to others my sister, who is radiant and relatable. She's uplifting. She's transparent, as you will see. She's honest and humble. Who am I talking about? None other than our very own Minister Ruth Smith. Minister Ruth, are you there?
I am here, my sister Willa.
God bless you.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. Well, what an awesome privilege and just powerful, anointed praise and worship by our very own Minister Sharon. Oh, I'm just so excited this morning. Thank you, my dear sister Janice, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And I was just so happy to hear all the voices that came on this morning and introduced themselves. Today is a new day. It's new mercies. I am overjoyed. I want to remind us before we begin our message that this is day 3 of our quarterly fast. Please, let's encourage one another to have a continual attitude of gratitude and thankfulness. For this is the day that we haven't seen before. Blessed is our Lord who has given us new mercies, grace, forgiveness, peace, and prosperity. Oh, we should all be excited today. Also want to give honor to our awesome and super supportive co-founders, Dr. Pacola and Dr. Vanessa. Let's not forget these awesome sisters in our prayers. They, along with our leadership team, we're praying constantly. All of your prayer requests that come through, we're praying 7 days a week. We're praying in the midnight hour. We're praying early in the morning. And we could not have this strength and this encouragement, which is the center of my message today, without our faith in our Creator, in the Lord who is everywhere, who is in charge of everything, the Creator of our soul, our spirit, our mind, our body, our universe, and even our very thoughts. I'm so excited today to bring to you several scriptures. So get your iPad out, your note, your whatever you take your notes on, your hand, your napkin, whatever you write your notes on. Let's go ahead and get ready to take down scriptures. The title of my message today is Scripture Support Suddenly and Our Lord's Saving Grace. Now, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary will give a definition of suddenly as something that happens or comes unexpectedly. For example, a sudden shower or a phone call or a circumstance or just something that kind of happens upon you. You weren't prepared. You had no idea. But how many of us know that our Lord has orchestrated everything, whether we understand it or not, whether it seems to be
for our good, or it makes us sad, or makes us happy, or leaves us in a state of uncertainty. We must know that our Lord's plans for us are good, of goodwill, courage, purpose, and strategically implanted in our lives for His glory. And the super benefit is that we all benefit. Remember, in all things, good or bad, in all things, expected or unexpected, we must always give the Lord praise. I learned a long time ago to wake up in the morning and just command the morning. Got that from Dr. Cindy Trim. Give the Lord praise. Thank Him for a day. Thank Him for your family. Just as soon as I get up in the morning, if I don't read anything, if I don't do anything else, I will give my Creator, the lover of my soul, praise. From the etymological study of the root word suddenly, it means, so in other words, the etymology means it's a positive, dramatic, interruption in human affairs with immediate, instantaneous intervention, provision, releases, blessings, healings, all of it. That is when we think of suddenly. So I wanted to really bring attention to that particular word. And if most of us remember last year, our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, part of our call for 2021 was the suddenlies that would come. And I remember thinking about that word. I was like, wow, I understand sudden, but let me look up suddenly. So praise the Lord. So I want to tell each and every one of you, give you a little highlight of my life. I often tell stories about my adult life, which that's a book in itself. But I want to fast forward to circumstances that occurred over a span of time. And as I go back and look at what was going on in my life during that time, and as I tell these stories, watch and listen for the circumstance, the tribulation, the trial, but then listen for the victory and how the Lord came in with His support, where He used individuals to bless me, where He used circumstances to bless and catapult my life into greater purpose, undergirding me with courage and strength. So in 2014, my father, who is 94, his youngest sister, we call her Aunt Sylvia, she got real sick. She had cancer, and she got in the shower one day, and she's like the one that held the family together. You know, there's always one on each side of the family that just keeps the family together. And she was that aunt. I was extremely close to her and her children, well, especially her. Nevertheless, she got in the shower one day, and she looked down and noticed blood. So thankfully, she was in a mindset to where she got herself to the doctor. Shortly thereafter, they discovered she had cancer, and she went into hospice. During this same period, my oldest sister, who I call Sandy, she was already sick, but she was still able to walk, and she was unable to really care for her daughter's new baby that was coming. And she wanted me to take 2 weeks off and come from Georgia to California to help take care of my niece, because, as you know, a mother wants to be with their child when they have that first baby. So I was a foster parent at that time. I made plans to put my children in another foster home so that I can go and be with my niece for 2 weeks. Well, my aunt passed during that time. So there you have the tragedy of my beloved Aunt Sylvia passing. But at the same time, there was a birth of my newest grandnephew, Langston, who's 8 now or so. He came into the world, and I was able to see my family, be able to be with my father as he traveled from Los Angeles to Arizona to bury his sister, and be able to help my niece with her child. In 2015, I was working on a job, and I was traveling about 90% of the time, only home 10% of the time. And my manager told me that if I made my numbers, I could take my break, my Christmas break,
anywhere in the United States, of course, I picked California and prayed that I would make my numbers. So I achieved the trip, praise the Lord. During that time, that came to be the first Christmas that three of my four siblings, the siblings that I grew up with, my brother and my two sisters, so my brother James, my two sisters Sandy and Ida Mary, we were able to spend Christmas together at my niece's house. My brother's second wife, his first wife had passed. His second wife, Liz, had diabetes and renal failure and was on dialysis. She was full of joy. And once again, that's another one in the family that everyone loved. I called her my sister-in-love, not my sister-in-law. Well, in June of 2016, that very next summer, she passed. I had just begun a new job, and I had to go to my manager and say, I don't know what this looks like. I don't want to get paid. I know I don't have the time off, but I must go be with my brother in California. His wife has passed. Suddenly, in that week, she was only 45, or I think she was more like 42. So it was a sudden thing that happened, even though we knew that perhaps the renal failure and the dialysis would be her demise. We didn't think that it would happen so quickly because she lived quite a few years losing her eyesight. We all know what diabetes does to the body. Please take care of yourself. Take care of your health. But the Lord, through it all, allowed me to see her that Christmas, and she was so happy because it was my first Christmas being home in that I was in Georgia and living so far from my family in California. You see the blessing there, even in that trial. So another time, so from 2017 to 2018, I really had a year of reflection and just starting a small business and being able to really connect with my church family there in Raleigh, North Carolina, meeting some awesome people and gaining a few very close friends that I'm still close to this very day. In 2019, I landed a job with the highest salary I've ever had in my entire life. So I was super, super excited about that opportunity. So I relocated back to Georgia from North Carolina. Remember, the Lord always has a lesson in everything he allows, the victories and the defeats. So also in 2019, there was a terrible storm that was coming through North Carolina. And my sister Sandy was like, head to the hills. I want you out of North Carolina. That storm is coming right towards you. I'm like, okay, Sandy, where do you want me to go? She said, go and visit Auntie and Uncle George. I'll fly you to Chicago. Can you leave today? I'm like, no, I can't leave today, but I can leave tomorrow. During this time, I had launched my own business, so I had free time to go as I pleased. So she sent me with my aunt and uncle, my favorite aunt, Emma, my mother's sister. We all have that aunt and uncle that we love dearly, and this was the couple. Well, in June, as COVID hit, I lost that great-paying job in April due to downsizing. 2 months later, Aunt Emma transitioned. 2 months after that, my former husband, Joe Smith, I still carry his last name, albeit we are divorced, but still remain friends. Make amends with those who you've had differences with. If they're a safe person and you can make amends with them, do it. If they're not a safe person and it's not healthy for you to be friends with them or stay connected to them, forgive them and forgive yourself. Have a walk in a spirit of gratefulness and allow the Lord's saving grace to come upon you. Because you never know what tomorrow brings. I'm so glad that Joe Smith and I reconciled before he passed unexpectedly, as I was the one that had to go to the hospital thinking I'm giving the doctor his medical records and his medicine he took and his lifestyle. I went and unexpectedly and suddenly I was taken in a room and had to identify his body. That was a tough time, but the Lord brought me through it and prepared me to be calm during this very tough time. On December 30th of 2020, my favorite Uncle Alcus, my mother's only brother, transitioned. He, too, had diabetes. I tell you, these illnesses, we must take better care of ourselves. Even if we are sick, even when our health fails, try to have the best quality of life. Do your research. Listen to your doctor. Listen to your family. Change your diet. Take a walk. Get some fresh air. Ask the Lord to strengthen you so you have the best quality of life possible. I digress. Well, I told you these stories before I give you the scriptures because I truly wanted you to see a small glimpse of my adult life and be able to see the trials, the transitions, the tribulations, share the victories and the defeats. But in it all, we still give the Lord the praise. Why? This is proof that all things, and I do mean all things, work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. Let's get some scriptures before my time ends. And thank you for allowing me to share a little bit of the book of Ruth. Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Psalms 118 and 8, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust humans. Oh, we can shout on that one. Psalm 46 and 10, be still and know that the Lord is everything to us. He is the creator of all. Nothing happens without him knowing about it. Exalt him among all nations and exalt him in the earth. Exalt our Lord in the earth, from the heavens and above. Exalt and be still and listen to that soft voice of the Lord. I added that last part. Psalm 28 and 7. The Lord is our strength and our shield. In the Lord, we will trust our hearts. We can trust our hearts. He's a safe place to trust our hearts. Help my heart exalt with my strong song. We must give thanks unto the Lord. Matthew 6 and 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about life. We need to stand on that today. Someone in this room is anxious. They're uncertain. They're not sure which way to go. They don't even know why they got on the call this morning because they were feeling that low and that uncertain. But what you will eat, don't worry about what you'll eat. We're in this fast right now. What you will drink, nor your body, what you'll put on. Don't worry about your clothes. If you're on the fast, stay on the fast. If you're not on the fast, pray for those that are on the fast and pray for yourself. It's more than food and more than body. So don't be anxious about your life. Proverbs 9 and 10, and I'll close. And those who know your name, the name above all names, must trust. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. I heard part of my bio, praise the Lord, that very early I was able to seek our Creator. And as I've gotten older, I've learned so much more just by life experiences, what often seem to be our best teacher. I love each and every one of you. And at this time, I'll yield the mic back to our gracious host, Minister Willa.
What a powerful, powerful message. I knew that. Didn't I tell your family that she will come and be transparent and give us a story? And wow, what powerful life examples, things that she has experienced and how God has always been faithful. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth, and I will call you back for the benediction after we pray and then go through our announcements. Oh, Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you, God, for how Minister Ruth has enriched us this morning with the word. Now, God, we ask that you will pour back into her, that you continue to order her footsteps, God, that you continue to guide her in every way, in every direction. God, that whatever her hands touch, she prospers therein. God, bless her new home. Bless her in school, God, that she gets the information that is required even quicker than her peers, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you continue to bless her son and her daughter and her grandchildren, in Jesus' name. God, we lift up Dr. Pakola. Touch her from the crown of her head and the very soles of her feet. Continue to bless her book. Bless her businesses in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa. Father, we thank you for how she has always kept this call going no matter what, every single day, except Saturdays and Sundays. And when she's not on the call then, I know she's praying for us, God. Father, would you just do the exceedingly abundantly above in her life? God, continue to bless her ministries, oh God. Continue, God, to do all that she has entrusted you to do. Father, I pray that favor, goodness, and mercy follow her all the days of her life in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. God, we thank you so much for each and every person, a family member who has joined us on this call. Father, if there's any sickness, you are the God who heals. And so we speak a word of healing over their bodies in the name of Jesus. If there is any bereavement, God, you are the God who comforts, because you said that you will comfort us when we need to be comforted, God. So I just ask right now that you wrap your loving arms around our family members who are facing bereavement right now. God, if there is any lack, you said in your word, God, that the cattle on a thousand hills belong to you, God, that you would make us the lenders and not the borrowers. You make us above and not beneath, oh God. So, Father, I pray that you just meet and touch everyone where the need is to be touched in the name of Jesus. And now, dear God, I thank you. I thank you, God, for each and every member who's on this call this morning, every family member, every guest. You know exactly what each person stands in need of. God, we thank you that not only will you hear our prayers, but you will answer them. And God, we pray for that perfect protection that only you can give, that's found in Psalm 91, that says that you will give your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, you are going to want to go back and hear this message. And to do so, you go to the playback, and that's 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-pound. And then the morning motivational call is immediately following this call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. And President Promise Campbell is the host of that call this morning. So I want to say thank you to Minister Sharon, hallelujah, for our time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Janice, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line this morning. And thank you, Minister Ruth, for your powerful, on-time, encouraging, inspiring, and faithful message. I call you back to give us our benediction after I say to our family, from my heart to yours, you just have to know that this Willa Peterson loves her some you. Minister Ruth, are you there?
Love you more, my sister. Just remember, everyone, that the scripture we rely on, the support of our friends and family, and even our coworkers, our neighbors, these suddenly things that happen that we cannot control, but we know our Lord is in control. But remember the Lord's saving grace, and I wish each and every one of you a blessed and prosperous day. Let's go and make a difference. Love you all.